I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro, joined by number one draft pick Nelson Agholor, the wide receiver here who has had a crazy busy week. First round pick last Thursday, meets the media and the fans all day Friday. I'm sure did a lot of media between now and then, and then signs a contract, so all the business is done. We'll talk about football. Yeah. Just get down to it. Yeah. How's the Eagles playbook look?
It's good.
Yeah? Good. No crazy language, no foreign concepts?
New verbiage, but at the end of the day, that's with all new teams.
You were out there for the first time in such a long time with an actual team jersey on. How'd it feel?
Felt great.
Yeah? Did you have any rust to knock off?
Yeah, I mean, you can condition yourself as much as you want, but at the end of the day, there's nothing like, moving around there with live bullets firing. And I felt like it was good for me to do that because it kind of gives you a gauge of yourself in terms of game speed. And it's been a while to put a helmet on. So you got to concentrate a little bit more catching a football with a helmet on.
Chip Kelly runs very fast practices. The tempo is pretty incessant. Something you like, something you agree with, something you really thrive in.
Oh, I love it. It's about, running plays and getting guys opportunities to get the football. Offensively, how could you get mad at that? We're trying to stay on the field and move the ball and get guys opportunity to score.
Nelson, was the last week fun? Would you characterize it as fun for you? How would you characterize it?
Last week was a great experience. It was exciting for me. I think this week and today was very fun for me. And the game of football is where I get most of my fun.
Has it been easy for you to kind of separate the draft, it's over, now it's on to the business of football?
Easily.
Yeah.
After I was selected, my focus was on coming out here and helping my new organization.
And the idea of everything, the way things are run here in the building, came pretty naturally to you?
Oh, I tell you, man, when I took a visit out here, I kind of understood right off the bat how things were going to go because they made it very clear. And it's very special how we do things here.
How many different teams did you visit?
I only visited three different teams, but all I knew was that after I visited here, which was my first visit, I was like, it's going to be very hard for another team to do things the way they do things. So hopefully I end up back here.
Did you notice a difference between what the Eagles do and then the other two?
Yeah. There's a separation in, in communication between the top people and the coworkers in other organizations. Here, there's a steady level of just genuine people. Chip walks around, and he's the head coach of this organization, but he does a great job just being one of the guys. I mean, that's not saying he's not, a great head coach, but it means a lot to me that, he is able to get as much out of the guys by just being there. It's almost like he's in a battlefield with you. He's not trying to divide. He's not trying to show, shift in power. It's about him getting you better as a young man.
That's right, and helping this football team win games.
Yeah.
How much feedback have you gotten from Eagles fans?
I won't lie to you. I just want to play the game.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, Twitter, no time.
I see it. I don't really play into my mind.
Good, because, this fan base, they love their football now. It's a hungry group.
As they should.
Yeah.
I mean, and, just as much as I love the game, I know they have a lot of passion for it, too. But me, I haven't played it down yet, and I'm here to just grow and develop as a player and a person and let the chips fall they may.
Do you read what analysts say about your game? Do you listen to sports talk radio?
No.
Do you? You don't do Twitter that much either, do you?
I have Twitter. I mean, I don't go to my mentions. I'll see what's there, but do I really, truly, read it and buy in? No.
Has it been that way, I mean, from the high school years on up, all that kind
of? All my life, because what society can, coin as what's going to happen isn't reality.
Mm-hmm.
Because no one really knows what could have happened today in the practice field. No one really knows my mindset going on in the practice field today. I am open, and I look for opportunity, and I just want to grow. So when I come out here, I'm actually looking to, take some lumps so I can learn and develop. I look at those things. I don't look to be, you strive to be perfect almost in a sense. But, when you make those mistakes, you learn from them. And I embrace that. When I make mistakes, I don't think it's the end of the world. Those type of things don't happen to me. So, other people may have different expectations for me as a person, but I already have, a certain set.
So striving for perfection can sometimes drive a person crazy, put too much pressure internally.
You strive for perfection, and, you know, at the end of the day, when you do that, you could almost find yourself, you know, falling somewhere near greatness. That's one of my high school coach's favorite sayings. He's always say you strive for perfection, and at the end of the day, you might reach greatness. And that's what it's about, you know. You set the bar high so, you know, you can almost raise yourself as a person. You know, if I say I just want to be good, I'm here. You know, perfection is the highest level. And, you know, if I keep climbing for that, I'll find myself developing as a person.
How will you conduct yourself away from the NovaCare complex here the rest of the time in this camp? Will you be in the playbook the whole time?
Yeah, I mean, I enjoy, you know, getting better and doing well in practice. So that takes a certain level of focus to prepare. You know, and when I'm home right now, I'm going to prepare. I'm going to take care of my body. I'm going to relax. There'll be time for me to, you know, adapt to my new environment. But right now, it's about getting prepared.
Nelson Aguilar, thank you, man. Thanks for coming into studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.